Okay. How many of you came from Catholic Church? Catholic Church. So, lahat tayo dumaan sa purgatorio na paniniwala, no? Oo, purgatorio. Sino sa inyo ay wala na sa purgatorio? Napurga na. Okay. So, what I was saying a while ago was the popular belief of evangelicals, the Lord Jesus Christ descended into the Sheol area and he proclaimed. Now, the question is, anong message na i-proclaim niya? Oh. Kung ako nagtuturo nito, sasabihin ko na, oy, pumunta siya doon sa departed, the place of the departed ones na hindi Christians. Sabi niya, oh, nakita niyo na? Oh, yung mga itinuturo sa inyo ni Noah nung araw, totoo pala. Oh, hindi kayo naniwala. Kaya, diyan kayo magpakailanman. Now, of course, he did not say that. Oh. Kasi, very gentle si Jesus. And so, I don't know what he said, but many believe, haka-haka lang, kasi wala naman tayo dun eh. O, tapos wala namang, ano, wala namang record, wala namang podcast. So, ano lang, by, ano lang, reading the lines, no? Mag-exegete ka, o it's either you do exegesis or eisegesis, you know. Na, this is what he proclaimed to them. And so, you are doomed forever. And they are still there, and they will be doomed forever. And then he took, maybe, oh, ako na yung, sabi niya siguro sa righteous compartment, ako na yung Messiah that you were taught. Ako na yung Messiah na host ganito ay, yun, totoo pala. So, et cetera. And then, oh, sige, tara tayo, lipat bahay na tayo. So, lumipat-bahay sila. So, ngayon, paradise is now no longer paradise below, but paradise above. Now, what I was saying a while ago is merong mga grupo ng mga Christians, Christian church, very strong on healing, very strong on miracle signs and wonders ministry. Deliverance, etc. Now, they think that yan ay isang proof for the second probation. So, we go into three major erroneous views about the intermediate state. Number, page 8. Page 9. Soul sleep. This is very, very strong for the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists. Although, ang Seventh-day Adventists po ngayon ay divided sila into two groups. Isa, they call themselves the Reformed ones. Hindi na nila sinusunod yung dating mga teaching na you have to practice Sabbath. Shabbat. Oh. Sa Israel, some of you have been to Israel, and you know that pagka Friday ng hapon, ang greeting ng mga tao doon, Shabbat Shalom, hanggang kinabukasan Saturday, you know, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Ibig sabihin, you will have a good Shabbat, or all the blessings of Shabbat will be upon you. Soul sleep. Because the Bible sometimes uses the word death, the word for death, as sleep. He slept with his fathers. Do you have a ganon? Yung mga patriarchs, he slept with the fathers, he slept with. So they mistook yung words na yon na sleep lang. Sleep lang, parang natutulog ka lang, tapos hindi ka na gising. So wala ka lang consciousness, etc., etc. No? So please read that as well as the refutation or rebuttal of it. Pangalawa, this is the most important for us, yung purgatorio, purgatory. The Roman Catholic Church teaches this, and all of us have gone through it. To summarize, pagka yung kasalanan mo ay hindi mortal. Ano nga yung isa pa? Venial. Ano mas malakas? Mortal, ano? Mortal. No? Kung ang kasalanan mo ay hindi mortal, may pag-asa pa. O, kung venial lang, halimbawa, ang ninako mo ay 10 billion lang. O, baka venial lang yan. Pag ang ninako mo ay buong, ay wala na. Mortal na. Okay? Ang pinatay mo isa lang, baka venial pa lang yan. Kung ang pinatay mo isang dosena, baka mortal na yan. Ganun ba? No? O, kasi you don't really know kung ano yung mga which is which. But they believe that purgatory is an intermediate state kung saan naroroon yung mga pwede pa na umakyat to heaven. Kaya nga, nung bata po kami, during our religion classes, in our elementary at high school, this has been the butt of jokes, always. Oh. Yung father ko, who was a barrio philosopher sa Pangasinan, oh, very irreverent yan, ay ang kanyang ilustrasyon, pagka daw may pamisa, yun ang pamisa, no? Oh, pamisa for the dead. At magbabayad ka doon sa, magbibigay ka ng contribution doon sa Roman Catholic Church. Noong araw, hindi pa uso yung papel-papel na pera. Yung mga coins pa lang. Sabi ng father ko, pagka binigay mo yun sa pare at inilagay doon sa plate, oh, at kumalansing, narinig yung kalansing sa purgatorio tapos umangat ng mga siguro half inch. Oh, remember was yung father mo yung pinapamisa mo siguro hanggang dito, no? Oh. Tapos umangat ng konti. Oh, depende yan kung magkano. Oh, siguro pag ibinigay mo lang mga 5 piso, baka you know, 1 millimeter. Oh. Pag 1,000, medyo half inch, yung ganoon ba? Oh. Which is of course even in our pueril minds, yung mga juvenile minds po namin na very naughty minds, sabi namin, ano, may kalokohan to, no? Oh, yung pala talagang kalokohan. Because it's a part of fundraising. Maganda fundraising yun, no? Oh, sabi mo, punta kayo dito, tapos pwede pa kayo maligtas, oh, ano man ang kanya nyo, magbayad lang kayo ng ganito. It is a good fundraising thing, but hindi yun pwede natin magawa. Okay. So, mayroong lumapit kasi kanina. Brother Daniel. Saan si Brother Daniel, no? So, naririto lahat yung about purgatory. Kung meron po kayong mga questions, the primary support for this doctrine is found in 2 Maccabees 12:39-45. 2 Maccabees. Na, alam po natin, deuterocanonical or apocryphal book. Kasama ito doon sa mga naisulat during the silent years na tinatawag natin in New Testament survey. Between the testaments, there is 400 years that are popularly called 400 years. There was no vision, there was no prophetic word, there was nothing substantial. And so many of these books came out. I think there were 14 books that came out that are recognized by the Catholic Church as part of the of their Bible, and they are called deuterocanonicals. Deuterocanonicals. But we call them as apocryphal. Apocryphal means hidden, nakatago. At ang sinasabi natin, itago lamang ninyo sapagkat this is not truth. Oh. Amen? So, pangatlo, itong tinatawag ko kanina, the second probation. The theory of second probation or second chance holds that those who die unsaved have another chance for salvation in the next life. The scripture, the advocates of this view rely primarily for 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 to 20, holding that Christ, between the time of his death and resurrection, went to the underworld and preached to the spirits of those who had died before his crucifixion, offering them salvation through the atonement that had just been provided. Now, we don't believe in that. We don't buy that at all. Amen? Because the Bible tells us after we die, there comes the judgment. Okay, so wala na. Pag namatay ka, wala nang purgatory. Pag namatay ka, wala nang chance. Kasi pag may chance pa, maganda sana yon. Kung may chance pa. Oh, that's very good. Pag may chance. Kaso, wala na. Wala nang chance. Later on, makikita po natin on the erroneous view about the existence of hell. Now, there is one other view called annihilationism. Tama ba yun, Docs? Yun naman, pag mamatay ka, para kang mamatay na parang aso. Wala na. Namatay ka, yung parang kang namatay na baboy, yung namatay yung baboy, wala na yan, patay na yan. No? Namatay yung kambing, wala na. Oh, wala na. Hindi naman actually wala na. Pag Ilocano ka, nandito yan. Oh, nasa tiyan yan. No? Oh. Kahit aso. Oh. Magtaka North Korea ka. Oh. Mga North Korea, South Korea, yung aso is a delicacy. How many of you have been to Korea? Yeah. Oh, kasi mainit eh. Mainit yung ano, panglaman, yung laman, mainit. Kaya it's a delicacy to them. Oh. Huwag na kayong pupunta sa Korea, punta lang kayo sa Baguio. Oh, ang dami doon. Oh, Ordaneta. Sino yung taga-Ordaneta dito kanina? Taga-Pangasinan? Oh. Okay. So, we do not believe in probation, second probation. We do not believe in purgatory. We do not believe in soul sleep. What do we believe? We believe that there is a Sheol, there is a Hades, but paradise, the abode of the righteous dead, has been relocated from Sheol to heaven. And so, magkita-kita tayo doon after 50 years. Amen. Now, we go to resurrection. How many of you believe that you will be resurrected? We will be resurrected one of these days. There's a teaching about Old Testament affirmations about the resurrection of the dead. There are several cases of resurrection in Old Testament. There was typology of the resurrection in the Old Testament. The most popular story of somebody who came to life again is yung nasa 2 Corinthians chapter 13. A very beautiful illustration yan. Oh. And we all know the story, you know? Ibinigay ay, ano, kakaroon ng funeral procession from a one village, and then nararayan na yung mga kalaban nila, no? Rumaragasa, kaya natakot, itinapon na lamang doon sa isang grave. That grave happened to be the grave where Elijah's body was in. And so, when the body touched the bones ng matagal ng patay na si Elijah, that man suddenly came to life. Oh. Could you imagine the situation here? Limbawa, grave yan, medyo malalim-malalim ng konti, tinapon na ganyan, no? Tapos nabuhay, yung mga tao kasi wala na. Kasi nandiyan ang makalaban, so tumatakbo na sila. Oh. Tapos itong tao na ito, nabuhay mo na, so, you know, oh, he clambered up and he climbed up and finally he ran also. Tapos yung mga tumatakbo, oh, sino ito? Oh, ito, sino ito? Ito, sino ito? Could you imagine the situation? Oh. But I believe namatay ulit. Hindi na sinabi doon, pero namatay ulit 'yon, no? Oh. Same with Lazarus. Now, we would go into a very controversial passage later on. And we don't have any answer. Theologians do not have an answer to this. Sa New Testament, is typified by people who were resurrected as Lazarus. The resurrection of Jesus described by Paul as the first fruits of them who have fallen asleep. What are the resurrections in the New Testament? Number one, resurrection of the Old Testament saints when Jesus was crucified. Yeah. Let's turn our Bibles to 27, Matthew. Very, very strange passage. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city, meaning Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. Now, how many of you have found a very appropriate interpretation of that? Anybody? Kasi I've always been. Binabasa ko lamang yan pag kayong gumagawa na ng message for Easter. Diba? Hindi mo naman usually binabasa kasi yan eh. No? And until today, I have not read any talagang yung proper, what I would say, an accurate interpretation of that. Bakit nangyari yun? The closest that I have found is it is a proof that there is now a process of transferring, relocating. Yung naglilipat bahay na. No? That could be one close, hermeneutically speaking, it could be plausible possibility of interpretation. Every time I go to Jerusalem, no, naghahanap ako, baka kamag-anak ito ng mga ano, no? Baka nakita nila yung mga ganyan nung araw, yung mga, kasi they went to the holy city and appeared to many people. Oh. Siguro, after all these years, nagutom sila. So, you know, naghanap sila ng makakain. How many of you have been to Jerusalem? A lot of you have been to Jerusalem, di ba? Oh. So, siguro, nag-shawarma sila. Or pita bread, or whatever, you know. But, you know, we never know. Oh, what happened to them? Why? We never know. So I'll give that to you as an assignment. But when you will be asked by your students or by your members, you know, at least you would know. Meron kayong masasagot. To me, I use usually, well, I believe this is the closest as far as I'm concerned. There is a process of lipat bahay. At siguro ito, baka ano to, nag-ano na sila. Oo, tapos medyo masyadong malakas ang impact ng ano na yan, explosion na kasi. Ano yan eh? They went up to heaven and so sumobra sila. Oo, kaya pati tombs nila na ano na. Oo, you know, you dramatize it. Para medyo believable ng konti. But to be honest with you, wala eh. How can you interpret that? So pagdating natin sa langit, that would be one of the questions you will ask the Lord. Amen? Oh. You know, I told previously what the other class, you know, when we're doing 412, sabi ko sa mga nagpapastors, ay sa mga nagpreachers. You're all preachers, di ba? Yeah. When I was starting to preach, I was told to do this. Sabi sa akin, Jovi, at least once a year, you preach a sermon that nobody in your congregation will understand. What do you mean? You prepare for that sermon and use very highfalutin terms that nobody can understand. Oh. So what would be the reason for that? Well, at least once a year, your congregation will say, uy, ang galing pala nito. Ang galing pala ng pastor namin. Pero alam niyo yun, anthropology, anthropomorphism, you know, ang galing pala nito. Oh. But do it only once a year. Oh. At least once a year, people will affirm na magaling pala kayo. Oh. Kasi nag-aral kayo sa staff development. Okay. So, that's your assignment. No? Oh. Ako kasi, ang understanding ko dito, ay ano lang, yung bang refresher lang. Kaya hindi ako nagbibigay ng assignment, hindi ako nagbibigay ng exams, hindi ako et cetera, no? Kasi ano lang ito eh. Tsaka dami-dami nyo nang ginagawa, bibigyan ko pa kayo ng assignment. Okay. Resurrection, Jesus' resurrection. Resurrection of the dead believers at the rapture. Resurrection of the two witnesses during the tribulation. Resurrection of tribulation saints. Resurrection of the unrighteous to face the great white throne judgment. Now you go through what is the resurrection of the believers. You can just read that. What is the resurrection of the wicked? What kind of resurrection body, yan ang medyo maganda, will the believers have? We always talk about the glorified bodies. But we never know exactly what a glorified body is. How many of you have seen a glorified body? Nobody. But the accounts of the gospel, we see some indications of what a glorified body is. At ito ay yung body ni Jesus. You remember? Si Jesus nag-appear, nag-disappear. Oh, at his will. Oh, the first one was nadudon si Thomas, the doubter. Tapos nakasarado lahat. No, the pinto, the doors, the bintana, windows. And all of a sudden, nandun si Jesus. Saan pumasok? Si Jesus. Sabi mo iba, o di ba yung mga roof diyan, mayroong pwedeng matuklap yan. No? Kagaya nung healing of the paralytic. Pero you cannot do that. Oh. At least, makikita nila. But, nag-appear eh. Suddenly, he's there. Oh. And then, yung dalawang disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Oh. Emmaus is very near Jerusalem, just outside of Jerusalem. And today, it's an Arab community. Nag-appear. Tapos, mamaya, ikipag-usap. Tapos, kakain sila. Oh. Tapos, nag-disappear. So, you know, he could appear, he could disappear at will. Sana nga, nung binabasa ko yun nung araw, sana nga, ibigay na ni Jesus sa atin yung ganun. Now. No? Di ba? Oh, para yun, oh. Mag-disappear ka. O. Halimbawa, matraffic. Huwag ka nang, iwanan mo sa kasyo. Tsss, mamaya, nasa Ortigas na ako. Ganong klase. Translation. But that is, in fact, an indication what a glorified body is. Now, yung 700 club, maraming mga nagtetestimony doon. Halos karamihan ay women na in-interview noon si 700 Club, Pat Robertson. And they compiled those testimonies in a book. Yung isa doon, na years ago, it could be an indication also of what change, the change that has been made sa katawan, sa consciousness. Na nagtetestimony, she went up to heaven, But she did not die, no? But she went up to heaven. And before the Lord told him, go back, because she have a mission. The usual, typical story. But, you know, nilibot siya. Tapos, sabi niya, I saw beautiful flowers. I've never seen how beautiful flowers are. Except that I saw that. Oh. And then I thought in my mind, wow, if I could have those flowers. Yun lang, he did not say it. He did not speak it out. She was just thinking about it. And all of a sudden, nasa kanyang kamay na yung flowers. Oh. So, you know, that could be one indication. Pagdating natin sa langit, no? Sana ay may kaldereta. No? May kaldereta. No? Oh. Sana may kaldereta. Wala tayong ano, wala tayong time na kasi yung mga ano, yung mga kwento ko sana yung bakit walang Ilocano sa hell. Eh. Okay.
Walang Ilocano sa hell.
Oh, walang Ilocano sa hell. Oh. Alam niyo 'yan? Walang Ilocano sa hell. Pastor Benny, walang Ilocano sa hell kasi meron dalawang magkaibigan na mahilig sa kambing. Until such time, nagnanakaw na sila ng kambing. So, one night, habang nagnanakaw sila, nagising yung may-ari, tapos sinabol sila, no? Kasi may, ano, meron siyang shotgun. So, pagtawid nila, eh, Philippine rabbit, sumaragasa. Oo, yung mga night trips ng araw. Maragasa, patay silang dalawa, no? Tapos, siyempre, pumunta sila doon sa compartment ng unrighteous dead. Kaya ano sila, ikaw kasi, ano, ikaw nga, mahilig ka sa ano, ikaw nga, hindi ka mabubuhay pag walang pinapaitan. They were blaming one another. And then they were told, oh, meron tayong welcome party. Oh, welcome party sa mga bagong dating. So, pumunta sila doon, bagong dating. You know, the old illustration of Satan by some artist na tapos merong buntot, ano, oh. Sabi naman, gutom na ako, pare. Oo, niya, awan ti sida, awan. Oo, awan, kalding dito, awan. Oh. Tapos, di pumunta sila sa party. Sabi naman, kita nila si Satan. Uy, adagayang kalding dito eh. Pero naman pala doon, ano? So, hinabol nila si, ano? Hinabol nila si Satan. Sabi, gagawing kaldereta eh. Oh. Kaya mula noon, tumawag si ano, si Satan kay Peter, sabi niya, "Huwag mong papuntahin mga Ilocano dito." No, kaya mula noon, walang Ilocano sa heaven. Ah, walang Ilocano sa hell. No. Pag hindi kayo Ilocano, ano, at least born again kayo. No. Ay, hindi kayo pupunta sa hell. Questions and answers. Pero pupunta pa tayo sa hell, nandito na 'yan, no? Sa hell. Let me just say one more time, no? Yung last page about hell ay kasi doon nakita natin yung Sheol, Hades, which is translated hell, at ito ay yung Gehenna, which was used mostly frequently by the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you can just go through this, read this. Then next week, we'll go to heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem after the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? You can ask questions. Kung may questions kayo, yan si Dr. Winston, Dr. June to answer. Okay, sige lang. Yung simple lang, ha?
Bishop, simple lang ito, Bishop Jovi. Since marami kayo na-encounter ng mga pastor during your years in the ministry, and I understand that there are views with regards to hell, that, I mean, the general view, of course, is if a person dies, especially if that person does not have Jesus Christ, then immediately that person goes to hell. But however, I've heard recently a very famous Filipino pastor over Christian radio station, and then his belief is that when a person dies, that person will not immediately go to hell. Ibig sabihin, nasa isang place siya awaiting eternal hellfire. So right now, ang kanyang belief, hell is empty. So wala pang laman ng hell. And I believe that that is not a popular view. Merong mga ibang Christian ganun ang belief. So in your experience, meron ba mga pastor tayo ngayon sa, I mean, movement, hindi sa movement lang natin, but nationwide, who also has that kind of belief? And what is your view about it? Do you believe that when a person dies, he goes immediately to Gehenna or parang wag muna?
But to me, it's the biblical presentation. Pero meron. I can tell you the group, I can tell you the names. Oh, pero hindi ko gagawin yun, no? I could give it to you privately, then put it in your Facebook. Pero totoo po yan, it's very dangerous. Totoo po yan. In fact, these are the ones who believe na meron pang chance na maborn again yung namatay na unrighteous. Yung sinasabi ko kanina. Oo. Why? Because wala pa sila dun eh. Di pa sila umakyat dun. Oo. Pero, ang kanilang belief is this. Nung sinabi ni Jesus, ang kanilang scripture reliance, ang kanilang 9:27 Hebrews interpretation is, it is appointed that man would die once and then the judgment. So yung man na yon, in their interpretation, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Kasi siya lang yung who died once. And then yung judgment na yon, sinasabi, is the believer's judgment or the Bema judgment. Oh. So, kung titinan mo, it could be plausible for them. But hermeneutically, wala, it breaks down. Oh. Kaya, hindi masuportahan ng scriptures. But, it is being taught. It is being taught. Na pwede kang maborn again pa pagpatay ka na. Oh, maganda sana yun eh, no? Oh. Ganda sana para mayroon pa ang second chance. Kaso, wala na eh. Oh. In fact nga, yung one of the, nandito ngayon, basahin na lamang natin, yung one of the erroneous views about hell is when you die, you are annihilated. Annihilation. In other words, not annihilation means not even a small trace that you live will be left. So wala na talaga, no? Parang yung baboy na kinain mo, wala na. Oh. Pumunta ka sa CR, wala na rin. Tuloy-tuloy na. Oh. So, wala. Now, that to me, kung hindi ako Christian, uy, maganda yan, ha? Maganda yan, no? Kasi wala na judgment, eh. There's no more fear for judgment. So I can do whatever I want kasi when I die, wala na. Oh. But, unfortunately, we have the Word of God. Unfortunately, it gives us hope na meron kung tayo ay nakay Kristo. Thank you, Pastor June. Sige, kapatid. May simple lang.
Bishop, follow up lang dun sa as I understand, yung pinaliwanag nyo kanina, di ba, na yung unrighteous dead nasa Hades pa ngayon, hindi pa nasa hell?
Nandun pa sa baba. Oh.
So they're not yet in hell?
Kasi yung hell nga, yung mga versions, may mga versions.
Gehenna. They're not yet in Gehenna.
Wala pa. Gehenna after the Great White Throne Judgment. Oh, yung Lake of Fire, etc. Pero ngayon, nadudun pa sila sa, as of now. I don't know kasi hindi pa naman tayo nakapunta doon. No? So din natin alam. Pero as far as we know from scriptures, wala pa yung lake of fire. Eh. Oh. Anymore. Universalism naman ay one of the erroneous views also na walang hell. Kasi lahat ultimately will be saved. Oh, meron marami dito. Di ba, Mr. June? Marami dito sa Pilipinas. Yung universalism. Now, ultimately, you will be saved. Oh. Hindi kong alam kung yung popular, kasi may nagsabi sa akin, but I don't know if it's true, na yun daw popular na pastor sa Singapore, ay isa na ito sa mga itinuturo. Yung you will ultimately be saved. I don't know. I've not verified it. Oh. Yes, sir. Kapatid. Wala? Okay. So, wala na? Oh. 4 o'clock na. Our next week is our last na to, Pastor Winston, no? Oh. Ang topic po natin ay the second coming. We will be doing the 4 major views on the last events. And then we go into heaven, oh, new heaven, and new earth. New Jerusalem. Oh. Kasi yung paniniwala natin nung araw, kagaya ko, na galing sa Pentecostal Church, our ultimate destination is heaven. Pero, it's not true. Our ultimate destination, we are now on earth, our ultimate destination will still be on earth. New earth, new heaven, and then new Jerusalem. New Jerusalem. Oh. How many of you, when you travel, you remember, kayo ay tinatanong tayo, no? Sir, what is your ultimate, what is your final destination? Di ba? Those of you who have been traveling, you go to the check-in at punta kayo ng Israel, halimbawa, so Manila to Hong Kong, you take El Al from Hong Kong to Tel Aviv. What is your final destination? Oh, minsan sabi ko, in Tel Aviv. Minsan sabi ko, New York. Minsan sabi ko, ganito. Oh. Pero kuminsan, nakakasawa na, kaya kuminsan, I'm almost tempted to say heaven. It's your final destination, heaven. No? Oh, kailan, natatakot ako, baka mamaya sabihin niya, I'm sorry sir, but all flights have been canceled. Oh. Or baka sabihin niya, because of the Brussels airport bombing, I'm sorry sir, but all the flights to heaven have been diverted to hell. But anyway, so yun po yung ating final. Kaya it is the end of history, yung ating pong next week. So it will be very, very exciting. Amen? Amen? So God bless you all. Thank you.